Sanders hammers Trump, Musk, the Republicans, and the Democrats. No one spared. Texas border business. On June 20, 2025, Senator Bernie Sanders delivered a sweeping address in a packed McAllen Performing Arts Center, Texas, as part of his multi-state, fighting oligarchy, tour. Against the backdrop of growing economic anxiety, political division, and public unrest, Sanders' speech offered a blistering critique of both major political parties, American billionaires, and what he called the dangerous drift toward authoritarianism. The tour, which has visited 13 states and drawn over a quarter million attendees, aims to galvanize grassroots support for progressive policies, call attention to widening inequality, and challenge what Sanders characterizes as a government increasingly of the billionaires, by the billionaires, and for the billionaires. McAllen, a border city with deep social and economic roots, was a potent setting for his message. "This is a tough time for America, and it's a tough time for McAllen," Sanders told the crowd. "And I'm not going to deny that for a second." He pointed to record income inequality, attacks on working families, and what he sees as the growing influence of ultra-wealthy individuals over American politics. "You are now living in an oligarchic form of society," he said plainly, naming Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg as key players in that transformation. Sanders specifically called out Musk for what he claimed was a $270 million contribution to Donald Trump's campaign, asserting that the billionaire now holds outsized influence in government. "He became the most powerful person in government," Sanders said, referencing Musk's role in shaping federal policy, including proposed staffing cuts at major agencies like the Social Security Administration and the Veterans Administration. The senator also denounced proposed Republican-led tax and budget legislation, describing it as a big, beautiful bill that would deliver over $650 billion in tax breaks to the top 1% while cutting Medicaid by $700 billion and education funding by $350 billion. He warned of dire consequences if the bill passes, including the loss of health care for 16 million Americans, the closure of community health centers, and the deepening of poverty across the country. "The legislation is immoral," he said. "It would lead to an estimated 50,000 unnecessary deaths every year." Though Republicans were a primary target, Sanders also took sharp aim at the Democratic Party. He criticized its historical pivot toward corporate donors and elite consultants, arguing that the party has lost touch with working-class Americans. "Many years ago, the Democratic Party had the brilliant idea to start accepting corporate money," Sanders said. "And people are looking at the Democrats and they say, 'We don't believe a word you say anymore.'" Sanders advocated for fundamental reform of the Democratic Party, pushing for it to become a bottom-up movement open to young people, workers, and communities of color. "This party belongs to us, not just billionaires," he said. He praised local organizers like Kendall Scudder and Representative Greg Kasser, positioning them as leaders in the fight to reshape the political landscape. Immigration emerged as a key theme during the event, with several audience members sharing their fears of increased ICE raids and community detentions. "We're in a state of crisis," one young man told the senator, citing friends and family who are afraid to leave their homes. Sanders responded forcefully. "The answer has got to be to immediately stop this business of people being arrested without due process. That is not what most Americans want." He also addressed the role of undocumented immigrants in critical industries like agriculture and healthcare, noting that many of those targeted in immigration sweeps are the same individuals who kept the country functioning during the COVID-19 pandemic. "The answer is comprehensive immigration reform and a path to citizenship," he said. Throughout his remarks, Sanders returned to themes of fairness, economic justice, and democratic accountability. He highlighted the rise in artificial intelligence and robotics, warning that if productivity gains are not shared equitably, millions of jobs could vanish while corporate profits soar. "If worker productivity goes up because of this technology, it must be workers who benefit, not just the owners." His policy prescriptions included raising the federal minimum wage to at least $17 an hour, expanding Social Security benefits by lifting the taxable income cap, restoring defined benefit pensions, and enacting Medicare for all. "Healthcare is a human right," he stated, "not a privilege." While Sanders' critiques were pointed, his message was ultimately one of mobilization and hope. These are the most difficult times in my lifetime, he acknowledged. But despair is not an option. That is what they want us to do. He closed by calling for solidarity and shared purpose. If we stand together, we can defeat Trumpism and create the nation working families deserve. It's time to take back our democracy, from the billionaires, the authoritarians, and the consultants. This country is ours. Watch the video below.